Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This is Pastor Rex Cat, and when I'm not a missionary cybernaut exploring the internet, I'm co-producing The Reverend Is In for Reverend Bookburn, live from Volta Radio most Sunday nights at 9 o'clock to 11 or so Eastern Standard Time, USA, on Volta Radio.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
What's up? You already know what it is. Yo, it's Friday the 13th. What's up, everybody? We checking in. It's a drop song with your girl, Miss Fox.
The man DJ A.
And we back at it again on another Friday to get it started. Get y'all ready for the club. It's a little breezy in Philly, but it's all right. Go ahead, do your thing.
Yes, ma'am.
We know you will. Ah. I feel like I need to hear some, like, some booty shaking music.
Testicle 1-2.
Coming back. I ain't did it.
Testes 1-2. The Reverend is in. Beginning in about 2 minutes.
Shout out to the big boy that broke the back on this jaw. Ooh, I can guess who it is.
Are you stupid?
You know what I was thinking too. Yeah, we gonna talk off. Hold on, we gonna talk with the music player. We already know. Can you imagine it though? Do you see it?
That's why I'm laughing at shit.
Papa! Like Kev Hart say, them ankles be popping, that chair went, Papa!
All right, man, we back on the other side. Drop Zone, your man, DJ A.
Your girl, Miss Foxy. We got a lot going on today. I definitely got some information for you. You know what I mean? What's going on in the entertainment world. Plus, we got our topic of the day, which I'm about to put up. So, make sure y'all check in and get on that. And besides that, DJ A about to do what he always do, which is mean, you know what I mean? Give you that stuff to make you go,
DJ A,
A, get it. I can't do it quite like that girl do it, but you know. A, get it. A, get it. Why she extra like? Hey, what you do to that girl make her
stop
say that like that?
She sounds sexy, don't she?
She aight.
Back on the other side, man. Let's go.
Hey.
Okay, are you ready? DJ A on the drop zone. I'm ready when you are. Okay, this big phallic microphone is working. Let's see. Ah, yes. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And over here, the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. I have been ready. Say when. Now. Okay. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight we have a very special show. Tonight the theme is Happy Spanksgiving 2011. And we wouldn't dream of depriving you Bookburners of one of our most precious, sacred annual holiday traditions from The Reverend is In. And we do have a spanker, and we do have spankies, plus a report of Reverend Bookburn and his visit to Occupy Philadelphia, other news and goodies to come. Let's start off with a track by Carnival of Shame. And I think pretty much this entire CD is devoted to kink and pleasure and kind of pushing the boundaries a little. It's entitled Tortured, which they don't mean it in the Dickless Cheney, you know, Michelle Bachman kind of way. But from their CD Tortured, this is Carnival of Shame doing Passionate Evening.
Thank you. Christians and Native Indian people. The stage was set for ethnocentrism, and the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish, which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read, and it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain as Lord of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them. And we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can. 2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination, nation. The Holocaust never in the end, nation.
Somebody. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
The Bible is bullshit, the Quran. a war coming down between my breast and mine. I don't want no war going down, going down tonight. Stop this war. Stop this war. Civilization, ha, I call it as I see it. I call this pussy, you know, I do not believe it. Our evolution, now, it's on the way of aid.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, Pastor Hermester, and John the Craptist, and the former nun who is going to be the spanker this evening. We're having such a delightful time, and the bong is ready, and we're going to get into a more recent song by DOA from their Talk Minus Action Equals Zero CD for all of the people who have always written rather disparaging things about punk and hardcore music. Here's DOA being presented from me, Halliburton Ernie, doing a lovely track entitled They Hate Punk Rock.
And Mohawk. They don't know what it's all about. They go just a bunch of love. They hate punk rock. They hate punk rock. The kids got the same qualities of all of them. They hate punk rock. They hate punk rock. Cause they think we really suck. They hate punk rock. The guys who said Mohawk.
Heard DOA doing They Hate Punk Rock. Operation Ivy did Unity. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is In promo. two tracks by Corporate Avenger, Christians Murdered Indians, and The Bible is Bullshit. From Spinal Tap, we heard Big Bottom and started off with Carnival of Shame doing Passionate Evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight we are thrilled to announce the Happy Spanksgiving 2011 show. You're right, John the Craptist. It's not to announce, it's to present. Okay, everybody's a little toasty. It's been a very good weekend. And we're just filled with anticipation, and we are expecting any minute the arrival of Sister Smackett, who is going to be the administrator of the spankings and discipline here at the Reverend is In. And since it is the role of clergy to do such a thing, we're going to have her do that and share it with you for your entertainment. In the meantime, no deaths, that's good, or none that I guess we could really announce. I mean, there's always death, but none that we're going to announce. No rock stars or activists or people we know or anything like that. Birthdays, oh, the one and only dear, precious Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, who has been on pretty much every show of ours since 2001. Ms. Terry doing her different versions of Dr. Laura Hoare and funny song parodies that she records for us. And we don't know what number, but her birthday is coming up at the end of November. And had he lived, it would also be the birthday of Abby Hoffman at the end of November. So happy birthday, love and honor to both. And let's see, we are going to say that we've had really good luck with the song recordings, the streaming, all the technical things that early years of the show were always fucking up. And thanks to our good, dear friend, Pastor Rex Cat, all of the shows have been, since 2006, all of the shows have been uploaded at Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All .net, and barring anything screwing up, tonight we expect it to be there within the week, and that is also accessible for free. And the last show is up there. We linked it at ReverendBookburn.com. Yes, it's a new spot. You say this every fucking week. Yes, it's automatic redirect from ReverendBookburn.com to RevBookburn.blogspot.com. But, well, if it's easier to remember ReverendBookburn.com, and it's auto-redirect anyway. And, yes, we link the show links there, and including the last one, which was 2 weeks ago, Operation Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. We're okay here. Occupy Wall Street Special Edition, and thank you for the feedback to that show. And if you missed it, or if anybody you know who was into the show missed it, tell them that they can hear Occupy Wall Street Special Edition for free. Shout out to Pastor Rex Cat, DJ Cindy and Jeff from Volta Radio, Lolo, Hippie John, and a plethora of people who have suggested ideas for Happy Spanksgiving, and some of those ideas are happening. I'm not going to tell you who are going to receive spankings just yet, but I think you will be pleased Yes, they will be pleased too. We're sure of it. And I have no doubts that Sister Smackett will be pleased. Let's see. Any other shout-outs? Oh, we have an anti-shout-out. Fuck you, Facebook police, for censoring another book burner, for deleting her. Mia Dumore censored yesterday by fascist book. Fuck you, censorship. Worse than MySpace ever was. Facebook, and we all know what's next. You're going to follow the path of Facebook, and that is to go down due to your own actions. And with so many up-and-coming social networking sites, you got to be real fucking idiots to just be trampling over people in such an arrogant manner. And we'll get in touch with her and make sure she's okay and all that kind of shit. All right. Is she here? Oh, good. Oh, good. but she's not ready. Okay. We didn't know nuns had to get ready or ex-nun. Is she a nun or an ex-nun? Last year it was the ex-nun. I think Sister Smackett is still a nun. But she's in a kind of a rubber outfit that looks like nun ensemble. All right, we'll tell her to get ready. A big thank you to the voters of Mississippi. Yes, of all places. No, they get credit. We're not going to diss Mississippi and Mississippi. We're not going to do that because they voted down one of the most idiotic legislative proposals in the nation out of all of the staggeringly stupid pieces of legislation. Some have passed and some have not, that have been in this nation since the psychos like Cantor and Ryan and McConnell and the Orange Boner. And all these motherfuckers have been pushing forth, mostly to serve the top 1%, you know, their masters. And the other corporate party is barely an improvement. But out of all of the fucking stupid pieces of legislation, one of the worst had to be in Mississippi, where they put to a vote what's called a personhood amendment. This has been advocated by anti-choice groups and anti-choice terrorists for decades. And now the psycho extremists most of them are in the Republican Party, have been proposing is this personhood amendment, which means that a fucking fetus is a person. Yes, yes, the most stupid legislation. I wish you guys would fucking talk into the microphone. As Pastor Whoremaster points out, the most stupid personhood amendment since they made corporations people, since they got personhood status, the Mississippi proposed legislation said that a fetus would be a person. Not a fetus, a person. And more than the stupidity and anti-science of it is, of course, the legal ramifications, which is that you can't terminate a pregnancy. You can't kill this person. And so, despite the fact that they're shit-canning the economy, the infrastructure of the nation, the chances of future survival for millions, just so they could blow the 1% even more and give them more billions and billions, we are going to force people to have more babies that they won't be able to feed. And, of course, take away the rights even of victims of rape and incest, which is probably perpetrated by the same Christian Republican legislatures. and make them have the babies. And the wise voters of Mississippi voted down this horrible shit that was proposed in the legislature, and we salute them. And it's just so fucking stupid. It's like, why not take it even further and say a sperm is a person? Yeah, we're in trouble then. Yes, all right. Since you're starting to out me anyway, the Reverend John Necraptus was about to tell you, and that's only because I told him that the Reverend, if we are to accept this stupid logic that a fetus is a person and that a sperm is a person, yes, I'm afraid it's true. It happened this afternoon. The Reverend committed genocide this afternoon by his very hand, killing however many fucking sperms there were through the actions of his own hand. Yes, I have become a genocidist, which I do every couple of days. So, unless there's action, then, well, even then, sometimes I do it just for fun. But anyway, yes, I did perpetrate genocide by murdering all those little sperm people. And what did I do with them? What do you guys want to know that for? You going to write a newsletter? No, you'll write a fucking book. Yes, yeah, someday you'll be disgruntled. You'll write a book and you'll say, we know what Reverend Bookburn does with all those little, little people he murdered by hand. It could be that artwork that you were given the other day. Just saying. Oh, here she is. Okay. She's not an ex-nun. She is a current nun. She is the one and only Sister Smackett. Sister, I'm just going to tell you right up front that we do not believe in spanking children. And I know it goes against your church policy, but you're going to have to touch humans who are fully grown and are adults. And even though it's mostly the priests and most of the perpetrators are not nuns and are not women, but I just want to say that up front so we're clear. We don't believe in spanking children, only consensual adults. And I don't even think we have safe words tonight, do we? Oh, well, these guys will just have to get spanked and whatever else she does to them without a safe word. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring the first victim on. I'm ready to kick ass.
Oh, no. Who found her? You're not supposed to be a thug. Spanking is supposed to be fun, playful, with style, with finesse even.
Bring the first motherfucker out here.
All right. Well, at least the recipients are people who deserve Sister Smackett's treatment. The first recipient of Happy Spanksgiving 2011 at the Reverend Is Inn is a man probably best known for being the top person of News Corps, News of the World, and of course the ultimate bullshit providers, propaganda organ. Ooh, organ. And total, one of the grandest bullshitters of all of the corporate media anywhere in the world, Fox News, news in quotes. And of course, the central figure in the Fox News phone hacking and other kinds of hacking scandals from September 11th victims and survivors to the people who were investigating the phone hacking scandal. The one, the only, Rupert Murdoch. Hi, come on in. Reverend Bookburn. He's Pastor Whoremaster. He's John the Craptist. And I'd like you to meet Sister Smackett. Here, go over there. That's it. Don't be afraid. She's well trained in this kind of stuff, and I'm sure she's going to be very reasonable. Okay.
Bend the fuck over, Murdoch. This is not the guy who threw a pie in your face. This is the real deal. You fucking lied to the entire nation and taught Marcus and Michelle Bachman how to deep throat a corn dog.
Holy shit. All right, he ran. I didn't know that guy could even run. All right. Sister, try not to smack them so hard. And, you know, make it a little red and then rub it, like, and make it feel better. Act like he's your partner or special friend or something like that. Is he crying? Oh, we're sorry, Mr. Murdoch. Oh, well. Maybe your wife will smack Sister Smackett the way she smacked the pie thrower.
I know, that was such a hot video. And I did too. I wanted to jump through the TV and say, "Rawr!"
All right. All right. One more before we go back to the music. And this guy, what a fucking long name. Okay, come on in. Yes. Oh, he's already in shackles. Yeah, this guy is in custody. This is Oscar Romero Ortega Hernandez. And it was very nice of Secret Service and other elements of Big Brother to bring him here. He is still in custody. He is charged with shooting at the White House. And, hi, welcome. The Reverend is in. I'm Reverend Bookburn. This is, Sister Smackett. And, hey, we got you out for a little while. Okay. Yeah. Lean over the, don't touch the board. We have to do that to control the sound and the mic levels and everything. Yes. Put your hands, one on each side of that speaker. And don't touch the microphone. Thank you. All right.
So, you listened to Andrew Breitbart and you thought you had to take out the president. You listened to Fox News and wanted to shoot the liberal socialist from Kenya, who's really a Muslim and friend of Chavez. And then you let Fox News call you an Occupy shooter when you're a stooge of Andrew Breitbart.
We're losing him. Okay. Well, he would be running, I can see. All right. Yeah, you can take him in. All right. This guy would rather go back into custody. He's shuffling towards the door. Leg shackles and wrist shackles. And then they're, like, connected to each other. It's like, I know, the correctional industry and law enforcement are people with a huge perverted side. Yeah, he's shackled pretty thoroughly. All right, they're making their way to the next room. All right, thank you, Sister Smackett. And we have at least two more for you. Does the name Penn State mean anything to you? Well, I just fucked it up. I shouldn't say it in advance. Oh, well. We have two more. One's from Penn State. And when we come back, this is fun. with the exception of the fact that my voice is shot to shit. But that's okay. This is still fun as hell, and we're going to play a song now for the smarter elements of the pro-marijuana movement. Who are the smarter elements of the pro-marijuana movement? The book burners may ask. I will tell you. It is the people who are not getting behind these utterly fucking incredibly ridiculous politicians who claim that despite their extreme loyalty and submission and deep penetration by corporate America, that they would still go up against Big Pharma and corporate America and timber and pulp industries and have pro-marijuana policies. I'm, of course, talking about Gary Johnson and that bigger fucking idiot, Ron Paul. So the elements, well, now majority, the majority of the pro-marijuana movement who are not turning into Paultards and falling for these bogus candidates. This weed track is for you. It was originally heard on the soundtrack or during the film itself of Easy Rider. And this version is by Rising Lion. This tune is called Don't Bogart Me. Yeah.
Jones.
Well,
I said, come on now,
cocksucking Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going downtown to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight till the beginning of the broad daylight.
We don't need no
goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Come on, you poor ass singers and your big dick slingers. We're going downtown to the Cocksucker's Ball. Fuck, suck, and fight till the beginning of the broad daylight.
We don't need no
goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
At the Rotten
Cock
Suckers.
Rotten Cocksucker's Ball.
Have him drive. One, two, one.
trouble for this bit when I'm on the road. It ain't gonna happen here, but like I was in Michigan, I go, hey, I'm all for hunter zoning guns. And then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. I'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk. While you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind, watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. Shoot the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag and you're queer. And you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. Don't act like I don't have a lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee. And I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. I'm like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson Festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up, isn't it? This lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk and they're fucking... I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, she goes, then I'll just say it sucks.
Worship again, 'cause the same.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the shenanigans at this show and the things they make me do. It is appalling to see such an upstanding person from such an upstanding church doing all of this degrading behavior, obviously a victim of trafficking. And now there's going to be even more reprehensible music. Now I have to introduce a ridiculous band called the Sheckies. This track is entitled Janie.
I'm
The Slot Cars doing Slot Cars Theme and Bikini Beach. The Shekies did Janie and Orlando. Before that, the Jenna Torturers did Flesh is the Law. I know, it's hard to say that. Before the Jenna Torturers, you heard Bobcat Goldthwait, the great comedian, probably best known for his role in the Police Academy movies, but also that incredible comedy video of his An Evening with Bobcat Goldthwait, Share the Warmth. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay. Asylum Street Spankers did Rotten Cocksuckers Ball and Shave 'em Dry. And started off with Rising Lion doing Don't Bogart Me. And that was, of course, from the bonus CD that comes with the DVD version of the great documentary about Amsterdam and non-fascist policies regarding crimes of vice entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Happy Spanksgiving 2011. And if you tuned in late, we have a very special guest, and her name is Sister Smackett. And she's wearing a kind of a tight-fitting rubber outfit that resembles a nun's ensemble. And she claims that she's not an ex-nun, like the spanker last year, but is currently a nun, and we applaud her for making physical contact with adults, unlike the priests and bishops and cardinals and all those kinds of fucking monstrosities. And speaking of fucking monstrosities and people who don't touch adults, or consenting adults, or any adults, bring him in here. Yes, I kind of blew the surprise during the first set, but what can we say? We've had a good, very enlightened and fun and pleasurable weekend. And, well, it's just harder to keep a secret when the bong is flowing. But from Penn State, how do you even say this fucking name? Bring him in. His name is Jerry Sandusky, and he is the accused pedophile Yeah, you have to say alleged, even though, you know, what, like 150 people know that he did it. All right, come on in. Yeah, right there. One hand on each side of the speaker. Please don't touch the board. Good. Okay, this is Sister Smackett. Welcome to Volta Radio. I'm Reverend Bookburn. She's Sister Smackett. And those two guys are out of it anyway, so, you know, don't make them have to think hard or do something like greet you or function. Okay, Mr. Sandusky, I don't want to frighten you, and I don't want to rattle you, but you're going to be touched by an adult human. I know. You and the priests don't handle these things very well. We've learned through the years of doing annual spankings, but trust me, this is good therapy, and who knows, we may even have another successful deprogramming story and reconditioning, or deconditioning, I should say, experience on The Reverend Is In. Okay, yes, bend over. Okay, Sister Smackett, he's all yours.
So you're a pedophile who took advantage of little children using your power and privileges.
No, that's been said about me, but it's... God.
Sister, you're really hurting him.
Shut up. You never resigned, and you brought disgrace to your entire university so a bunch of retarded assholes could protest in support of you.
Oh, they weren't supporting me. Stop. Stop.
And tell us what else you did.
Okay, I'll tell you, and then you have to stop. I traded pictures with priests.
Oh, don't run out of the room. These guys look so silly, running out of the room with their pants at their ankles. All right, our Penn State guest has run out of the room. That's all right, because I think this next one is really the one we were excited about being here. Okay, he is responsible for the raids and crackdowns and repression and theft against the encampment at Occupy Wall Street, the theft of medical equipment, laptops, and even the library that they attacked, and of course the people they attacked as well. He is the mayor of New York City. He is from the 1%, and his name is Michael Bloomberg. Come on in. Now we're nice to our guests, even you. Come on in. Now, I said we are nice, meaning Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus, who can barely move. But we have another guest here, and her name is Sister Smackett. Okay, you don't need to have a look of horror on your face, and I know you've been through a rough time of it because the entire world has declared you to be an asshole. But I think you can trust her. And after all, she is a nun. And she is from the Church of Pedophilia, otherwise known as the Catholic Church. Yes, one hand here. And put the other hand on the other side of the speaker. And this is the board. Please do not touch it or any controls. Thank you. Okay. Sister Smackett, would you like to give Mr. Bloomberg a welcome to Volta Radio?
So, you thought you could get away with tear gassing and pepper gassing non-violent people.
Well, I'm not sure they were not.
Ah!
Enough! Okay, we destroyed the encampment and tried to run them out of the city and ended up making them bigger and stronger. Oh, there he goes. Oh, he fell over. Somebody has to tell these knuckleheads that if you run across the room with your pants at your ankles, you may fall. All right. Pastor or Mister, help him up. And John the Craptus, oh, yeah. You guys are going to help somebody else get up. Say, no. You stay away from him, sister. Smack it. And thank you, by the way, because we thought that all four of them were in need of a spanking. And, well, I think it was entertaining, at the very least for us, for watching you in action and seeing these guys get it. In the future, though, we do need a safe word, you know, just to kind of go by a commonplace kink etiquette. You know, yes, I know, you haven't heard of that because you have the corporate medias and the corporate entertainment industries notions of what kink is. But, you know, it's supposed to be, like everything else, consensual and with safe words so that somebody can stop. Ugh, you nuns, you don't even know that. And you're part of, like, a medieval institution at that. All right. Oh, enough. My voice is shot to shit. The Sheckies in the background, let's stop that. And let's get on with some more music because we have a great playlist to finish up. This is the Minutemen, no relation to the far right wing racist teabagger militia border patrol assholes of the same name. In fact, these guys were the opposite. They were not only great musicians and a great band, but they believed in social justice as well. This is the Minutemen from their great CD, Three-Way Tie for Last, doing a Creedence Clearwater Revival cover entitled, Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
So they say it'll rain. just wants a fart and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and clapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault.
It's Canada's fault.
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. My boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, he tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hum of a low
and that bitch at Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's most entertaining to see my old friend Mr. Bloomberg getting spanked, and my friend Mr. Murdoch, of course. And I just want to thank Reverend Bookburn for entertaining us and spanking a lot of our friends in the banking industry. And people have made America what it is. I did my very best myself to please the 1% and fuck the rest of the nation. And I was well rewarded for it, just like my daddy and my granddaddy before him. So it did give me a heartwarming chuckle to experience and kind of relive all that we've put so much of our energies and efforts and public policies towards. And now I'm looking forward to hearing a song by the great recording artist himself, Trash.
Judy, she'll be catching some meat. She's taking a little more.
sex through 29.
In a to jump to the left, and then a step to the right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you put your hands on your hips. You bend your knees and high. Yeah, get the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up. Sunday, November 20th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. The first runner-up, actually the only runner-up to Asshole of the Week, is an entity known by many as the Facebook Police. The Facebook Police, which can't be bothered ending the problem of hackers within their own site, have continued to threaten, delete, punish, and censor people from Nikki Sin to our newly deleted friend, Mia Dumour, and have convinced the world that they are on a mission to crash and burn like MySpace before them. Their rules and actions have exceeded even remotely any kind of reasonable bounds, and they have shot themselves in the foot, particularly considering that there is now a surge in social networking sites, and Twitter is already more prominent than Fascist Book. The Facebook Police
are runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a special recipient who can even outshine the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Someone extra special and worthy of such an award. Tonight, at VoltaRadio.com. What happened to the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chung. Thank you. Much better. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... We don't know the cop's name, but you've seen him either on corporate media's television or on YouTube or somewhere else on the internet. The cop seen worldwide and acknowledged for being an asshole who walked past the Occupy protesters who were sitting peacefully and pepper spraying them at the UC Berkeley campus. Although he shares his award with so many other violent and tear-gassing and stick-poking and brutal thug types that permeate the nation, indeed the world, there was something particularly annoying about this arrogant and thuggish man as he just casually returned to pepper spray them again, like he really, really wanted to impress his thuggish buddies and give himself bragging rights. But whatever is behind this buffoon's rationale and motives, clearly he is as fucked up as a human can get. And tonight, Mr. Pepper Spray Thug, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, kill the fart sounds, please. Thank you. You heard the birthday girl. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was the 2009 version. The Groovy Ghoulies did The Time Warp. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Dropkick Murphys did We Got the Power. The Offspring did Baghdad. Two tracks from Trash, Miss Goody Two Shoes and Big Booty Judy. From the soundtrack of South Park, you heard Blame Canada. And started off with the Minutemen doing Have You Ever Seen the Rain? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Happy Spanksgiving 2011. And we want to thank our live guest, Sister Smackett, who claims to be an active nun. And even though she's from the Church of Pedophilia, she agreed to touch four adult humans. And thanks to our spankies, even though they were a bunch of crybabies, Rupert Murdoch, Oscar Ramirez Ortega Hernandez, Jerry Sandusky from Penn State, and of course, New York Mayor and Super Crybaby, and ran out of here with his pants at his ankles and fell down, Michael Bloomberg. Our next show is in 2 weeks on December 4th with the theme Occupy the World. And on December 18th, yet another sacred annual holiday tradition on The Reverend Is In, The Reverend's Annual Tree and Balls Special. I fucked that up. The Reverend's Annual Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2011. We're certainly not going to miss doing that traditional show. And in January, a New Year show, yet another anniversary show, and much to come. As long as the 1% doesn't totally fuck up the entire world, we'll continue broadcasting. And again, next show, December 4th, Occupy the World. We're going to continue from the show we did last in supporting the Occupy movement. Great soundtrack is in store, as well as content of the show. Write to Reverend Bookburn, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Our YouTube channel is at youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, which still exists, it's myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, it's The Rev, because Rev can't be your first name or Reverend. The Rev, last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, on Pages, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Okay, well, that was fun, even though my voice is shot to shit. See you in 2 weeks for the Occupy the World themed show. Happy birthday, Ms. Terry, once again. The show will hopefully be uploaded without any technical difficulties at Radio 4All, Radio Numeral 4All.net. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, who will love this closing tune, I am sure. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here. The track is by the great, great, great band Funkadelic, and it is the title song from their CD of the same name. Not too redundant here. From Funkadelic, this track, which just seems like the perfect conclusion for this year's Thanksgiving show. This track is entitled Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow. Good night.
Open up your funky mind and you can fly.
Free your mind, your ass will follow.
For the kingdom of heaven is within.
Is free of
the kingdom of heaven is within.
Free your mind!
And your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within.
Free your mind!
good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. For me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioningship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. P-Funk. P-Funk. Uncut funk. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the bomb. I want the P-Funk.
P-Funk, y'all.
I want my funk set up. Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time, call right now. Funky now.
Thank you.
not leave here, y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned for Star Child. Don't stop, get down.
Connection. Show them what the extraterrestrial. John Cody, come on down.
Hey, Mark Marston is here. Hey, hi, Fred. No, I never thought I'd see you down here. Where'd you think I was going? Boy, it sure is hot.
Well, it ain't the North Pole.
Fire,
and the party goes on forever. The party goes on forever.
And you'll see all your friends.
Summer in hell.
It's always the season.
Summer in hell.
And that's the reason everybody's having a good time. Everybody's having a good time. Having one hell of a time. I know a place that's always hot and the lights are never low. A place you can go. I know a place where the lights are bright. I know a place where the fires are never low. I know a place where everyone goes. Summer in hell.
Summer in hell.
You can feel the fire. You can feel it cause there's millions of fires. The hottest time in the hottest place. And don't be ashamed to show your face. Cause everyone you know will be there. Everyone you know will be there. Summer in hell. Ah, summer in hell. Summer in hell.
Looks like it's downstairs for you, little lady. I thought, oh, great. An eternity with a bunch of politicians and corporate executives. You know, Dollsville. But when I saw all the celebrities and fun people, I said, hey, not bad.
Well, here we go!
The darndest place, and don't be ashamed to show your face.
Cause the party goes on forever.
The party goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Summer in hell!
Oh, boys, Bernie, your horns are back in the dry cleaners.
Oh, this paint is gonna curdle my girdle.
Yeah.
Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. Well, I knew a girl, just the one certain girl, who taught me the taste. And it's good as the twist. Come on, let's do the taste. When my love was so great. When the things of the past were just as good as the rest. Well, I knew a boy, just the one certain boy, who goes around making things and all around taste. Think taste, come on, let's do the taste. When my love was so great. When the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a nurse, see, just a one certain nurse, see, who goes around putting things in everyone's purse. See, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a doctor, just a one certain doctor, who goes around putting things in everyone's doctors. Come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a cow, just a one certain cow, who'd give his life, oh, just to be an owl. Oh, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a cat, just a one certain cat, who'd climb a mountain, oh, just for a rat. Oh, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. And that is how you do the taster. Oh, now come on, darling. Oh, now let's do the taster. And then that is how you do the taster. Oh, now come on, darling. Oh, now let's do the taster. And then that is how you do the taster. Oh, now come on, darling. Oh, now let's do the taster. And then that is how you do the taster. Oh, now come on, darling. Oh, now let's do the taster.
The children scream for water. the gift for womankind. You're still asleep, but the gift don't seem to mind. Rise on this occasion, halfway up your back, sliding down your body, touching your behind. You look so self-possessed, I won't disturb your rest. It's lovely when you're sleeping, but wide awake is best. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love. Oh, you come awake in a horny morning mood, and have a proper wriggle in the naughty naked nude. Roll against my body, get me where you want me. What happens next is private, it's also very rude. Some tea and toast. You have another sleep, love. It's me that needs it most. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love. Love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
tucked in dry. I wanna run the handle. I wanna snap them off as we reach the landing. A tender moment. Don't let nothing spoil it. I shall caress your clitoris as we reach the toilet.
Here they go again, boom, boom.